Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from CheeseheadTV.com, our buddy Brian Caribou is with us. Brian, appreciate the time. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix is in. The only person I saw predict that Clinton Dix would go to the Green Bay Packers, and again, I said this earlier, but he's the last person I ever want to give credit to, is my co-host Chuck Freeman. But he had him going with Clinton Dix on the Time Warner Sports 32 roundtable here in town. Your thoughts on 21, now he is 21, I guess, at 21, coming to Green Bay?
Yeah, the Packers filled a position of need, that's for sure. You know, with M.D. Jennings exiting the starting spot in the Packers' defensive lineup next to Morgan Burnett is wide open. This guy comes in as immediately a day one starter. Personally, I like the safety that went six picks later, Dale Buchanan, but you know, that doesn't mean ha-ha, Clinton Dix isn't a good pick. The Packers' defense is instantly upgraded over a year ago, and I think a lot of people thought ha-ha, Clinton Dix would be gone before pick 21, and that's why they didn't mock him to the Packers. But he falls to 21, and the Packers get their guy.
If Clinton Dix is taken at 20 right before the Packers, what way do they go then?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. Yeah, they definitely, even with Clinton Dix there, they took just about all 10 minutes on the clock. They were entertaining trades, that's for sure. You know, maybe a team wanted to jump up and grab Johnny Manziel. He goes only a pick later. But, you know, Darkwese Dennard of Michigan State, the cornerback, was still there.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gone with some wide receivers. It's difficult to say what they would have done. Maybe they would have gotten Dale Buchanan. But they got, you know, considered one of the number one safeties in the draft. Kelvin Pryor goes before. Some people arguably think Clinton Dix is the better safety, so I don't think they're complaining at 1265 Lombardi Avenue today.
No, but do you think this guy was at the very top of Ted's draft board?
I do. I do. You know, I think they probably entertained trades in terms of, you know, dropping back a few picks just to add some extra draft picks along the way. But I do think this guy was absolutely number one because, you know, you got to like what he provides. He provides range in the secondary. He's a guy who takes good angles. He's very reliable. He's one of the most reliable safeties in this year's draft class. When I watched him, I saw a guy who rarely missed tackles and a guy who rarely got beat. He didn't have a ton of interceptions. He's not the biggest hitter, knockout blows, but he's very reliable, and at the end of the day, I mean, you don't have to knock guys out of the game. You just got to get the job done, and ha-ha, Clinton Dix gets the job done.
Talking with CheeseheadTV.com editor Brian Caribou about the Packers' 21st overall selection yesterday in the first round. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix, Chuck and Wick at Sports Radio 1250 WSSP. Is he the kind of guy in your mind that will stick his nose in and stuff the run, or is he more of a guy to play center field?
He's more of the center field rangy type. But that's not to say he can't come down playing the box occasionally. I think him and Morgan Burnett will kind of be very good complementary safeties in that they can both do that. They can both be the center field guy. They can both be the box guy. I think Morgan Burnett is the better guy, box guy, you know, dropping down, stuffing the run, things like that. But they should be able to be a little bit more, you know, better than they were last year at disguising coverages and things like that, just because the level of talent is now, you know, up two notches from a year ago at the safety position. So they should be able to bounce off one another.
Yeah, and then what happens with Micah Hyde? McCarthy hasn't come right out and said that Hyde is going to be a safety. He's kind of, you know, maybe alluded to him when he talks about Hyde being a three-down type of player on the defensive side of the football, but I wonder how he's going to work in the mix too.
Yeah, you know, because Mike McCarthy has not committed totally to Micah Hyde, that spoke volumes to me. I mean, they could have said, Micah Hyde, we're moving him to safety, and they didn't because they wanted the NFL draft to play itself out. Now they draft Clinton Dix in the first round. Well, they didn't draft him to go sit on the bench. You know, Clinton Dix, they might say he's going to have to prove himself or whatever, but unless he absolutely falls on his face, he's your day one starter. And Micah Hyde is going to play the same thing he did last year, kind of one of those slot cornerback positions in the nickel and dime role. He does that, and he does that very well, and I think that's where he fits.
Packers now sit with 53, 85, and 98 today. Let's not worry too much about 60 picks down the road. How about 20 picks down the road at 53? What's the next need? Because I assume this was a need the Packers decided to address. What's the next need the Packers will address in the draft today at pick 53?
Yeah, they have a couple options. They can go wide receiver / tight end, another target for Aaron Rodgers. Great class of wide receivers in this year's draft, so there's plenty of options for them to address there. They didn't get their inside linebacker in the first round. You know, Ryan Shazier was off the board, CJ Mosley was off the board, so they may end up going that route, although there has been kind of a drop-off now. Chris Borland could be a name to watch, or maybe even offensive center, a guy I like from USC, Marcus Martin. He's the number one center in this year's draft class, in my opinion. If you can get the number one player at his position in the second round, that's a pretty good spot, too.
Hey, Brian, appreciate the time. I know today's going to be very, very busy for you. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
You bet, guys. Glad to join you.
There he is, Brian Caribou. You can read his work at cheeseheadtv.com, and he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Turn the key with GMB. Now through July, if you're looking to buy or refinance your home, like Great Midwest Bank on Facebook and learn how you can live mortgage-free. That's right, mortgage-free. Great Midwest Bank, since 1935, simply local.